Hello， 大家好，欢迎来到可可茶花会，我是 Kenneth。今天为大家分享一则请假申请。This letter is to inform you that I will require 10 days late marriage leave in January 2016 for my wedding. I shall be off to Italy for my honeymoon from 4th January to 14th January. I would therefore be highly grateful if you could kindly grant my leave for the above stated period.
这一段话刚好分为三句，那么我们依次来解析。
This letter is to inform you that I will require 10 days late marriage leave in January 2016 for my wedding.
第一句话，开门见山说要请假。英语里请假的最普遍的说法就是 leave, L-E-A-V-E, 本身呢是离开的意思，那工作中间离开就是请假咯。你可以说 ask for leave, 或者 take leave。比如 I want to ask for leave, 我想请假 I want to ask for leave. Can I take annual leave next week? 我下星期能够休年假吗？年假就是 annual leave. Can I take annual leave next week? 我下星期能休年假吗？好，那这则申请里呢，请的是 late marriage leave, 晚婚假。我国现行的计划生育政策鼓励晚婚，是男年满25周岁，女年满23周岁的初婚呢就为晚婚。那符合晚婚年龄的夫妇呢，可以在法定的三天婚假的基础上增加婚假天数。但是2015年12月，全国人大常委会审议《人口与计划生育法修正案》草案，草案中间呢就删除了对晚婚晚育夫妻、独生子女父母进行奖励的规定。好的，来回顾一下这个句子。This letter is to inform you. 这封信呢是通知您 that I will require 10 days late marriage leave in January 2016 for my wedding. 我要求2016年1月休10天的晚婚假。I shall be off to Italy from my honeymoon from 4th January to 14th January. 那这一句话呢就说明了请假的期间将要去干嘛。要做的事情就是 to Italy for my honeymoon, 去意大利度蜜月，蜜月就是 honeymoon。 这句话中还出现了关于请假的另外一个表达 be off, 在这句话中表示离开。请假呢其实还可以说成 take 或者 have 多长时间的 off。 比如说 I'd like to have 3 days off, 就是我想请三天假。 Can I take 1 day off? 我能够请一天假吗？I shall be off to Italy for my honeymoon from 4th January to 14th January. 我将去意大利度蜜月，时间是从1月4日到1月14日。好了，那最后一句呢，就要表示感谢了。I would therefore be highly grateful if you could kindly grant my leave for the above stated period. 如果您能准假的话，我将会非常的感谢您。I would if 是一个固定的句型，如果怎么怎么样就会怎么怎么样。那最简单的例句就是 I would if I could, 我要是能办我就会办的。 I would if I could. Grateful 就是感激的 G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, grateful, 感激某人叫做 be grateful to somebody, 而为什么什么东西而感谢是 be grateful for something。比如说 I'm very grateful to you for your help, 我非常感谢你的帮助。 OK, grant leave 是准假的意思。 The above stated period 就是说上面说到的时间。那么这句话的意思是，如果您能准假的话，我将会非常的感谢您。 I would therefore be highly grateful if you could kindly grant my leave for the above stated period.在今天的节目中，我们学习了如何申请请假，先说明请假的意图，然后呢表明缘由，最后呢记得要感谢上级。好，那再来回顾一下这则请假条。 This letter is to inform you that I will require 10 days late marriage leave in January 2016 for my wedding. I shall be off to Italy for my honeymoon from 4th January to 14th January.I would therefore be highly grateful if you could kindly grant my leave for the above stated period. 好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。